Appreciate an interest in your prayers. We consider a portion of the Word this afternoon. I'd like to begin in 1 Peter. First Peter, the second chapter. The ninth verse says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul." I'd like to consider this afternoon the thought of being called out. It says that we are a chosen generation. Yes. We're a peculiar people, a holy nation. The Lord has called us out. The Lord has called us out of where every one of us sat. He said, called us out of darkness. And he's called us unto something, unto his marvelous light. Says, as it goes on, to abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. We've perhaps heard before the kind of the analogy or the picture given of a voice on each shoulder that's calling, that's summoning, that's enticing, and a decision and a choice that every one of us have to make in life. Which voice are we going to hear? You know, there's a voice that'll call us to the world if we'll listen. There's a voice that we were each one accustomed to hearing, the voice that called us unto our own way, unto our own thinking, unto what felt good, unto what seemed good unto us. Scripture said, Jesus spoke in John chapter 14, and he said, "The prince of this world cometh, but he hath nothing in me." Whenever the voice of the enemy calls, the voice of the world around us calls, what do we do with it? There's a song that I'd like to, I won't try to sing it, but I'd like to read some of the words of it. It says, "Buried with Christ, my blessed Redeemer, dead to the old life of folly and sin. Satan may call, the world may entreat me. There is no voice that answers within. Dead to the world, to voices that call me, living anew, obedient but free. Dead to the joys that once did enthrall me, yet 'tis not I, Christ liveth in me." Whenever the world calls, whenever the enticement of the flesh and of this world calls after us, is there a voice that answers within? Are we called? Are we summoned by that? Or can we say like Christ, when the prince of this world comes, he doesn't find anything in me. He doesn't find anything that answers or recognizes that call. I'd like to turn to John, the 10th chapter. As we're getting that, I'll remind you of the story of, in Greek mythology, of the sirens. I believe it was Odysseus, as he was sailing and going by the place of the sirens. If you'll recall what their mythology said, where the sirens would sit on the shore of the cliffs and the rocks where many a ship had shipwrecked, and they would call and summon, and their call was so beautiful that man wasn't able to resist it. They heard the call and they were so drawn. The one of them, I believe it was, according to the story, jumped out into the sea to try to make it over to the sound of this voice, the sound of this call. Well, Odysseus had heard that, and he commanded that his sailors would tie him to the mast, so that he couldn't move. And he said, no matter what I say, don't untie me from the mast. And he also plugged their ears with beeswax. And said, now as we're sailing past the place of the sirens, we'll be safe. Well, as he began to hear their call and their cry, he began to say, I changed my mind. Let me loose. Untie me from the mast and let's go over there. But they refused according to his instructions as they didn't hear the sound of the siren call themselves, and they tied him all the tighter. You know, this world is like the siren call. The world has a siren call that calls after each one to an extent, certainly as we're of an age of making decisions and making choices of which way we're going to go. And look at our young people and children that are growing up and going out into the world to make decisions. And certainly the voice of the sirens is one that they'll hear. But you know, there's another voice that I'd like to consider this afternoon. Read about it in the 10th chapter of John. John 10 and 1 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. He that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. The Lord used in different locations, used the relationship of a shepherd with his sheep and the care of a shepherd to illustrate his dealings with us. I find it interesting, the ways of sheep. I was in Germany here in the last couple of weeks and spent some time with one brother who has begun raising sheep. And he took me, we walked one evening out to his sheepfold in the pasture where he kept his sheep. And whenever they heard his voice, I noticed that there were a number of sheep that he had, and there was one or two sheep that whenever he got close and was talking, they ran from him. And he looked at him and said, those are not my sheep. He said, I got these from someone else and I'm caring for them right now, but they won't come to me. I can't get them. Sometimes I can entice them with a treat just close enough to grab it and run. He said, they're not my sheep. But the others, whenever he was around and talking, you could see they'd rush over to him and get just as close as they could. That's the way of sheep. Whenever they recognize the voice of the shepherd, the one that they're accustomed to, the one that leads them and that feeds them and that cares for them, they remember the sound of that voice. He told me as I was there of a story of a shepherd that lived not too far from him. He said that the shepherd went out one day to find every one of his sheep was gone. He realized that his sheep, I guess, looked to the fence, had been cut or whatever, and recognized that his sheep had been stolen. Well, there was a railroad track line that ran real close to the property, and as he reported the theft of the sheep, the police, looking into it, found out that there was a large shipment of sheep on that train that passed by his property, and so they suspected that it could be that his sheep, he had, if I recall the number correctly, 111 or 113 sheep. And he thought, well, it's very likely that they're on that train and they're being taken out of here. So as he went with the police and giving his report and explaining what happened, that the next train stop they went and he was talking with the policeman, and how do you convince them? How do you prove that one sheep is yours over another? And there were, I don't recall the number, but there were hundreds or thousands of sheep on this train. But he said as the police was talking with this shepherd, he said they noticed one after another sheep started separating themselves from the mass of sheep, and they started running over to this man. As he was just talking to the shepherd in his normal voice and explaining what happened, and I had 113 sheep, and as the sound of his voice carried out over this group of sheep, one after another started working their way out of the crowd and headed to the shepherd. And as he stood there and talked and looked at this, they began to count. And there were 113 sheep that were gathered around this shepherd. They said that was enough for the police. He said, I have no question, I have no doubt, these are your sheep. Go ahead and take them back home. It says that my sheep hear my voice. They know me. They know the sound of my voice. There's a song we sing that says, I know the sweet sound of his voice. There are so many voices in our world today that would call, that would try to entice, that would try to appeal. There are voices that scriptures talk about Jesus, what I believe even he was warning about, that there would be other shepherds. This isn't talking about a wolf that comes in and there's a danger of them following the wolf. There could be false shepherds. There could be those who come in by another way, who try to lead and separate and guide the sheep another way. Jesus said the true sheep, they're not going to follow that. They're not going to follow after that way. They don't recognize that voice. It's a strange voice, an unusual voice. Well, let's keep reading here. A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Verse 7, then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief cometh not before to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth a wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth him and scattereth the sheep. And verse 16 says, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. You know, that's still the Lord's desire today. There's not, as we heard in Sunday school, 10,000 or whatever church. There certainly aren't 10,000 shepherds. Not 10,000 good shepherds. There's one shepherd. Yes, we're called, the ministers are called to be as shepherds unto the sheep and care for the flock and so forth. But it's as we follow the one true shepherd. There are so many voices and so many who would say, come this way. Come this way. There are so many other groups and so much confusion and so many who even go by the name of Church of God. But I want to encourage us here today, follow the voice of the shepherd. And we don't need to be afraid or wonder how can we, if there are those who are sincere and of an honest heart in other places and scattered about, how could we possibly convince them? How, you know, we're not going to be able to. It's going to be by the voice of the shepherd. If they recognize and hear his voice, the Lord's desire and his plan and his purpose is not to lead one direction and one another direction and to scatter the flock, but to lead the same direction. And those who are scattered about in different locations, just like the sheep that had been stolen and been led away, whenever they heard the voice of the shepherd, they said, I don't belong here. This isn't where I need to be. I hear the voice of one that I recognize. It's so important for us to follow the Lord's voice. To follow the Lord's voice, we're going to have to recognize it. To know the sound of his voice, to be in communion with him, that I've spent time with him, that I can tell the difference between an imposter, one that looks alike, one that says things that are similar, and yet the voice doesn't sound quite right. I've been amazed too. I think all these things testify to the mighty power and creativity of our God. emperor penguins, I believe we've mentioned before. Emperor penguins, if you've ever seen a picture of a penguin colony, perhaps tens of thousands of penguins, not wearing clothes to differentiate them, they're all looking the same. A sea of black and white, and the way the penguins do, after their young is born, the mother will strike off on a journey, sometimes over 100 miles, across the ice floes and swimming, and to get food to bring back to the family, to the young. And as the mother makes her way back across the ice floe and gets nearer to the colony of the penguins, there's a problem now. If you're going to go by a visual inspection to determine which one is yours, it's going to be a long time to work through that 10,000. And they all look just about exactly the same. But the way God designed their voice, and scientists have studied it and have marveled at the way their voices, their throats are created so that they can create a sound that is so unique. Whenever the mother is approaching under the colony of the penguins, she begins to send out her call. And she's listening. If you can imagine, across all these 10,000, it's probably not the only mother making her way back that day. Seems like it'd be such a din of confusion, such a racket and a noise. And if I watch some video footage or something, that's about all it sounds like to me. But there's a difference to the penguin that belongs to this mother. It's learned the voice and the sound of the mother's voice. And as that mother sends out her cry across the colony of the penguins, she's listening. And as soon as the young and the father hear the voice, they recognize it and they send back their response to that cry. And once they locate each other, the sound of that voice, they make their way right to each other and are reunited. They recognize the sound of the voice. There are many that look alike. There are many who look similar. To my untrained ears, it all sounds the same. And so it does to many people who are in such religious confusion. I don't know which way to go. Your argument seems as plausible as the next person's argument. Well, you teach this, but they teach that. And I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. Folks, we can't force sheep along. We're not going to be able to cattle prod and force and pressure and coerce. That's not what a shepherd does. The shepherd gives the clear sound of his voice, and those who are belonging to the shepherd will hear that sound, and it'll have a familiar ring to it, and they'll recognize and respond to the voice of the shepherd. Went down a little further. Here in the 24th verse, "Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Might to get with that a passage in 1 John. First John, the second chapter. The 18th verse says, "Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist should come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us." Does that sound similar to what Jesus was saying? It seems almost like a bold statement, referring to some who walked away, who apostatized, who went another direction. He was able to say that They went out from us. They left us. They walked away from it. And that's evidence of something. that they're not of us, that they're not of the same shepherd. For if they heard the shepherd's voice and they turned away from it, it's like the sheep that this brother in Germany had that he said don't belong to him. They heard his voice and turned the other direction, and it gave witness to the fact that they didn't belong to him, that they weren't of his true fold. So it is still today. Believe the Lord is still calling his sheep, still calling those who are scattered abroad. And may the Lord help us today that we'd be faithful, that we would hear the shepherd's voice, so we wouldn't be ashamed to stand by. If I condense it down to what that means to us, folks, be faithful. Be faithful to God's way. Be faithful to the voice of the shepherd. Let's not be ashamed of the clear sound of the gospel message. We don't have to try to recreate it. We don't have to try to camouflage it. We don't have to try to spice it up or sweeten it up or adjust it or adapt it to our generation today. If there are those who are of the shepherd, if there are those who the Lord has saved, that the Lord has redeemed, that may be scattered here, there, and yonder, Lord, help us to be faithful, to show love, and to stand by the shepherd, to stand by his voice. And I believe the Lord is able to do what man cannot do. Whenever we look at the hurts, things that have been done, and the offenses, and folks that have been hurt by church problems and by problems of the past and been disillusioned by things they've seen of those that have claimed the name of Christ, and they become gun shy. I don't know which way to go. I don't know who to trust. I don't know what to do or what direction to go. You know the safe thing to say? Follow the voice of the shepherd. Get as close to the shepherd as you can. Listen for his voice's leadings throughout your day-to-day life. Get as close to him as you can, where you can recognize his voice. That even if you're in a place or you hear something being spoken that, well, it sounds pretty close. They look like a holiness people, or they look like a Christian people, and yet I listen to it and I say it's a different sound. It's a different voice. There's a different spirit about this. Thank the Lord that we don't have to walk in confusion. The Lord has not called us to Babylon. He's called us out. You know what the word church means? The church of God is the called out of God. Not called out of man, not called unto man, not created another man's flock over here and another person's fold over there, but called out of God. Those who hear the sound of the gospel, who hear the sound of the voice of the shepherd and are willing to follow the sound of that voice. It is still the Lord's desire and purpose, as he said, other sheep have I besides this. Them I must also bring, must also call them out, so that there shall be one fold and one shepherd. There are many antichrists. There are many counterfeits and artificials and things like that. Folks, it's important for every one of us to know the sound of the shepherd's voice and to be willing not only to hear it, but to follow. There's a song in our book that says, if thy, I believe it's number 238. Though 'tis lone and dark and dreary, cheerless though my path may be, if thy voice I hear before me, fearlessly I'll follow thee. You know what's easier to do? What's easier to do is to follow the majority, is to follow the multitudes. And I've seen it. We were driving the other day and through an area of construction, and there were cones set up and made it a little bit hard to see what way to go. And one person took the wrong way through the cones, swerved into the cone and went actually into the construction zone and was driving. And you know, the vehicle behind him did the same thing, and the vehicle behind him did the same thing. You know, it's easier for us as mankind to do that. To just go the direction of the flow. To just go the direction that everyone else is going. You know, there are many people that are content to just follow the way my family has always gone. To just follow the way that I've always known. To just follow the way that I'm comfortable with. When the Lord is saying, I want you somewhere else. I want to call you out of that. I want to call you out of darkness and out of confusion into the glorious light. It said, if thy voice I hear before me, fearlessly I'll follow thee. We must be willing to follow the Lord's voice whenever and wherever He calls. We'll follow, 139 says, we'll follow the Lord all the way, and close to our shepherd we'll stay. How blessed to know as we journey below, He's with us by night and by day. By rivers of peace we are led, in pastures of love we are fed. We ever rejoice at the sound of His voice, redeemed by the blood He has shed. And you know, that's what we're everyone desperate to hear. Lord, I want to hear Your voice. I want to hear the sweet sound of Your voice. Lord, lead me through this life. Every one of us in the pathway of our life, when we reach uncertain places or we reach crossroads, I don't know which way to go. Stop and listen for the voice of the shepherd. Remember, David was in a place one time that he was trying to decide, Lord, do I go up to battle or do I not? And in the heat of that moment, in the heat of that battle, it would have been so easy to just say, David, go up, or David, here's what you need to do. But instead, the Lord said, you go and be still. You go and wait, I believe it was under a mulberry tree. You go and wait under the tree until you hear a sound of a going in the top of the tree. Now, I don't understand exactly what that sound was, but it was something that David recognized. It was something that David knew very clearly. I don't go until I hear that sound. Whenever he heard that sound, he knew that's the Lord. Now it's time to go. Now it's time to move. May the Lord help us so we would follow the sound of the shepherd's voice and be called out. Pray for me.